You're listening to Financial Wise with Suzette Porter.
Should you sell your home and downsize in retirement? We'll answer that question today.
As a fiduciary, Porter is required to work in your best interests, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome to Financial Wise Radio. You are in for one of my favorite shows. I really believe that. We are talking about housing. It's something, it's, you know, we have food, water, shelter. Well, guess what? Shelter's on the list. It's a big deal. It's a basic necessity. And most of you that are retiring, you're not sure if you should sell your home, if you should downsize in retirement. You're not sure that you should keep the one that you have, move to another city. Well, that's part of the discovery meeting that you have when you come in to see me at Capstar Financial. I'm Suzette Porter, owner of Capstar Financial. Financial Wise Radio is dedicated to you being educated for all your needs in retirement, building up 5 years before, making sure you make good decisions to help your family. Well, today, you're in for a treat. I've got Judy Arnold with me. She's a client here. She came to be a client by listening to the radio, just like you. Her and Mark were listening to the radio, and she sat right in my office, and she said, who's helping you with the housing? Who's helping you with your clients with the real estate? Remember that?
Yes.
And so Judy comes to me with 45 years of hardcore experience right here in Austin. She grew up on a ranch, which I love that story. Her dad was the local vet in a small town. They took care of the animals. She got up at 4 a.m. before everybody else and had chores galore. She calls her siblings in the morning because nobody else is up but them. She's got that work ethic, of course, that we all need, and she's got it. But one of the things that she's fallen in love with is just people here in Texas and helping them with real estate. Is that correct?
Yes, I love the people.
So I listened to your video that you did, and with 45 years of experience, I want to really kind of pick your brain. We're going to go through some questions. I want you to help the listeners to really understand, is it right for them to sell now? Should they downsize? Is this the right time to do it with this crazy economy that we're in? And explain to me your position and what you're doing in the real estate world.
So as a broker, I sit down with you, and probably we would all sit down together to help plan your future, as far as Suzette can help you with the financial and I can help you with the real estate. So if you're thinking of selling your home, it's a good time to get your equity out to invest in another property. The lock and leaves, the condominium market here in Austin is very good. New construction is good because it's more energy efficient and less expensive to maintain.
Right.
The lock and leave communities that have open spaces and undivided interest in the property are usually maintained by the association, so you don't have to do as much yard work as you used to.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah, it is great. And it's part of your overall budget. The offer that I want to give you, actually Judy brought this in. There's two books, and you may want them both. One is called The Distinctions, and that is for the seller. And it really is kind of a do-it-yourself guide can give you on selling your home. And then the other book, and these are full-on books, okay? These aren't pamphlets and sheets of paper. These are books. And the other one's called The Journey, and this is a buyer's guide. And one of the things I've opened to this book, all you need to do, if you want those books, you need to call me right now at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030, and Judy will make these available to you. Of, you know, The Distinction, which is for the seller, and then the buyer is the book called The Journey. Fabulous. And I'm reading right out of it. And it says, finding your new home. Prior to viewing homes with your Cooper Sutherly, am I saying that right?
Sotheby's,
international realty agent, it's important to clarify, these are three big things that I would have conversations with you about. Specific needs, your budget, and your personal preferences. I mean, that's right out of the book of what I do to discover if my client's needing to buy or sell. It's really powerful. It's really synergy there. So, you know, you need to anticipate in your life the impact on purchasing a new home would have for you. And you need to also count the cost on the move, on, you know, the fix-up and the, you know, remodel potentially, or what you need to get your home in order. Kind of speak to that. Do people need to spend a bunch of money to get their house in order?
It depends on when you've done the last updates or not. And think about, what would I want to do with this house if I were going to stay here, or the kind of things that we talk about. But I come in and evaluate what's been done and some easy economical ideas to make it sell for more money, mm-hmm. and show ready, parade ready. And some of the things that we do is new paint, sometimes new flooring, appliances in the kitchen if they need. And these are really nominal costs. They do add up, but you get it back in the sale of the home.
That's fantastic. Now, interest rates are going up. And so let's speak to that real quickly. Just the elephant in the room is that the price of a mortgage has gone up exponentially. How are you guys dealing with that? I know there's deals out there, but tell me what's happening specifically with you all.
Well, working with a Cooper Sotheby's Realty agent, is we are owned by RBFCU, a credit union here in Texas, and we have our own mortgage department and our own title department. And recently, we have been told that buying in this market with the interest rates at 7% currently, at any time in the future that the interest rates go down, you can modify the loan, modify the interest rate at no cost. It is a wonderful idea to do in a perk for working with this company.
That's good. So, you know, that is always the big thing, is with interest rates going up, what should I do? And so you've got a solution to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So if they wanted to refinance to get the lower, if they pivot on interest rates and they come down, there's not a big charge for changing the interest rate back down.
It's the best of both worlds. It's a win-win situation.
Okay, well, good. So where are these new construction neighborhoods for the over 55 marketplace?
They're north of Austin. They're west of Austin. There's some southwest, and they're perfect communities for people to downsize. And they have low maintenance. They have new energy efficient windows and doors and insulation, new appliances that are energy efficient.
That's good. That's good.
Saves you a lot of money in the long run.
Well, the thing that I can tell you is that, you know, we're two professionals in the marketplace that are forward thinking for your life. And so if you are interested in getting this offer, which is the book, The Distinction, which is really about the seller, and then there's also the book called The Journey, and that is for the buyer. It's really kind of a do-it-yourself working with Judy on everything that you would need to know towards retiring, if this is a good idea for you to sell and to buy something new or to move, and what are the pluses and the minuses. It's all right here. I need you to call me at 512-215-9030 and get these books so that you have this resource. Whether you're in the market or not, you are in the market to retire at some point in your life, and you need to know what you should be thinking about. Your specific needs, your budget, the personal preferences. If you're looking for a second home, maybe that's another reason why you'd want to get these. And you want to find your style. You know, everything has changed. I mean, a lot of the energy efficiency that she spoke of is not available in the older homes. And so to retro your current old home into that is super expensive.
Extremely.
So, you know, there's just options that you want to think about. The other thing is taxes. So when you have a homestead, I do want to remind you that if you're married, you both have a $250,000 homestead exemption that transfers all the gains from the home you've lived in all these years to the new home without a tax event. Now, anything over that obviously would have some taxes due. If you're single, it's $250,000. If you're married, it's $500,000. And we don't know if that law is going to stay in effect or not, but it's here now. So it is something to consider to make sure that you're at the right place for your retirement. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about all the different things you should consider when looking at new neighborhoods and looking at, you know, the best types of homes. And then also Judy and I will talk about kind of the nuts and bolts of the finance. So stay tuned and please call me at 512-215-9030. Remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
This is your Retirement Minute with Suzette Porter, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that most people spend more on medical bills in the last 5 years of their life than all the years prior? Think about it. Look at what we spend on health care today. People are spending more on health care than they've ever have before, and it's only going up. Now ask yourself, what will health care cost when you're ready to retire? No one has the crystal ball, it's true, but at Capstar Financial, we believe in peeking into your future so that we can plan for the things that no one thinks about today. The rising cost of healthcare, Medicare, and how are we going to pay for long-term care? So if your crystal ball isn't working, call Capstar Financial for your planning meeting today at 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome back to Financial Wise Radio. I'm Suzette Porter. I'm here today with Judy Arnold. She's a 45-year veteran in the real estate space in Austin, Texas. And I have her on because a really big decision that you're going to have to make in your retirement is where are you going to live? And where you live and how you pay for that is a big deal. And it's a big line item for your budget. It has to do with the security of your life. And so Judy is here. In the last segment, we really kind of talked about some of the details of the offer, which we have two books that we're giving you today. And the one is called The Distinction, and one that's for the seller. And then there's another book called The Journey, which is for the buyer. I highly recommend you call me and get these free books today. My phone number is 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. And in the last segment, I promise we talk about the nuts and bolts. Give the listener, you know, the people that are listening, what does it look like when they contact you for even considering selling their life home they raise their children in and doing a downsize in retirement?
Well, what we do is we get together for an informal chat. I'll come to the house, look it over, and visit with y'all about what your goals are in your next move. And we can together decide which route we go. And if you decide that you want to sell your home, I'll put on my designer hat. We'll walk through the house and decide what needs to have a little facelift to make your home sell faster and for the top dollar. The house needs to be clean and immaculate and show really well to get the top dollar. And I'll work with you for quite a while to establish what needs to be done, and I have contractors on staff that I'll work with to help you do that. And so we work together, and then after it's completed, then we will put the house on the market and have showings, and then we get offers. We negotiate the offer and put it under contract, and then we can talk about it, even in the beginning, where you want to go, because people don't like to put their home on the market without knowing where they're going to be down the road. And so we can talk about taking your equity out of your current home and putting it in a new home, and you may want to downsize and get in a more protected community that if you travel to see whatever, you will be protected when you leave. And you could do that by buying a lock and leave, a condominium, or something that will help you with the maintenance of the property. And getting something newer will also be more energy efficient for you, which will save you costs down the line.
You know, also taxes. If you've got a smaller home, a smaller footprint, less cost, taxes are lower, which is becoming a big expense for most families.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're talking about putting it under contract, give me an idea of what is the obligation that a person would need to have with you when they hire you. What does that obligation look like?
So we sign a listing agreement, and that means that I do my homework to prepare the home for sale, get it sold, and I present offers to you as they come in, and you can make a decision whether you want to buy it, whether you want to sell the home or not. We look at the offers and decide which one is the best for you. which one has the more qualification, has better credit, has better job. We look at, you know, what they do for a living, where they're coming from, and really evaluate each offer on its own merit and then decide collectively which one is the way for you to proceed.
Now, when they're buying a new home, there's a lot of different options now in retirement. You know, if you're over 62 years old, you are eligible to even buy a home with a reverse mortgage. I don't know if you've ever done those before, but what that does is you're taking the part of the equity, if not all of it, you don't have to, you could take part of the equity and buy part of the home as cash, and the other part of the home is a debt that's being paid off by the equity position that you placed in the reverse mortgage. So the equity is actually making the payment, so to speak, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then what happens in that scenario is you don't have a mortgage payment. I know I've done quite a few business helping clients in that way, so that when they look at a retirement balance sheet and you're looking at what is my monthly overhead, well, if you don't have a mortgage payment, that takes $2,000 to $3,000 off of their monthly spending, which puts more money back in their retirement accounts. So it works out really nicely. Those are options that people have. The other thing too, if they're transferring the equity and it has no tax, obviously you're moving that over. What happens at death of a spouse if they buy the new house and that equity has been moved over? Are you familiar with those tax laws?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can either pay it off you can sell off the house and take your equity.
Okay. Or if one of the two spouses passes away, mm-hmm. it steps up in value, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so then the $500,000 that was protected from tax when you did that exchange then steps up. So there is no tax for the new, you know, for your heirs, in other words.
Correct. Correct.
So it's called step up in basis, in other words. It's a very nice law that plays in our favor in the real estate market.
Correct. So after we get a contract and it's under contract, then we have to go through the inspection phase, which currently it's really smart to have a pre-inspection on your home so you know what the current condition is. And so there won't be any surprises when the new buyer gets their own inspection. And once we get through that option period, which the option period gives the buyer the opportunity to inspect the home within a negotiated time frame, either 7 to 10 days, then after the option is completed, then we go on to looking for the new home. And in the beginning, we discuss what your dream is, whether to move to a smaller place, whether to just buy a new home that's energy efficient, or just move.
So tell me about that, because that sounds a little scary, putting the house on the market. You've got an option period going. Somebody's going to buy your house, and you don't have a home already secured. Is there another option that they have around that? Can they go ahead and secure another home in another neighborhood?
Yes, you can, as long as you qualify for the new mortgage. You can do that, or you can show a lease agreement on your home to go forward and purchase a new home. Either way, you know, you won't be without a house. I know it's a scary proposition, but you will have a home. I think. But if you have to sell to purchase a new home, you could do a contingency.
How does that work?
The contingency is, like, I want to purchase your home, and you put a purchase contract together contingent on the sale of your current home.
Sounds like there's a lot to think about. So I want you to please call me right now at 512-215-9030. There's two books. We've gone through some of the nuts and bolts of that. But really, we're giving you just kind of like a shotgun of all the details. You specifically need to get with Judy to find out if this is even the right thing for you. She has a book she wants to give you for free, actually two books that are free. The first one is called The Distinction. The Distinction is specifically for the seller. That is going to be all the nuts and bolts of A to Z, what you need to know around selling your home. It's called The Distinction. The other book that's completely independent, which I've been looking at a lot. It's called The Journey. And The Journey has to do with buying a home and the buyers, you know, going through a budget, getting pre-approved for a loan. How does the technology help you look for homes? What is MLS? All the details that you need to know on that. You know, imagine living there. You know, one of the things I'm noticing in here is there's technology tools where you can put your own furniture in there. It's really cool. So call me at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
This is your Retirement Minute with Suzette Porter, host of Financial Wise Radio, helping you to own retirement.
Did you know that many financial professionals use a cookie-cutter approach with your retirement? Think about it. You could be 50 or 60, single or married, planning on working or not, healthy or not. Well, guess what? You get the same plan. Well, not at Capstar Financial. Everyone is unique, and we're going to help you for your dreams like travel, hobbies, spending time with grandkids. But we'll also plan for the unexpected things like storms that hit you, rising cost of healthcare. So go into retirement with your own personalized roadmap. It's what you deserve and a journey that we would like to take with you. 512-215-9030 or go to capstarfinancial.com. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Porter.
Welcome back to Financial Wise Radio with Suzette Porter. You know, this is a big discussion point, is trying to decide, should I sell my home and downsize in retirement? So I wanted to bring an expert on, in Judy Arnold. She has sold over $100 million worth of real estate in a 45-year career here in Austin, Texas. So she's seen the booms and the busts and the interest rate changes and so forth. So the things that you should consider when it comes to your goals and dreams in retirement is putting together, if traveling is a big deal, grandkids are a big deal, hobbies, resources, your life values, all of these things will dictate if you keep your home or not. You know, a lot of people want to keep a hold of their home because there's so many beautiful memories and their children live close. They're having kids. They're able to come home. They want the room for the kids to stay there. All that matters. But you also have to consider the tax footprint of where you live. If it's a safe neighborhood and it's changed from when it was when you raised the children, the values are up and so much. Is the tax burden on it just wiping out your retirement? Because you are also having to heat and cool all those rooms that you no longer need all the time. So again, it's a big question in retirement discussions that we have here at Capstar Financial. If you'll call me directly at 512-215-9030, I want to send you, again, these books that she's offered, The Distinction, which is all about the seller, and The Journey, which is all about the buyer. I love them. We used a lot of the resource from the books to do the radio program, and you need to have those in your hand, even if you're within 5 years of retiring or in retirement now. You know, this is a huge discussion in my review process with clients I have and new people that are coming in from radio. Those of you that have come in recently, that is a big discussion point, is the value of your home, the taxes that you're paying, if you have a mortgage or not, how many years are left on that. Because in retirement, I think it's a really good idea to not have a house payment, especially if you're living on taxable assets from your 401k. As I said, looking at neighborhoods that you can put yourself into where everything is less expensive sounds great. The other thing is also you've upped your game on all the technology. You've got brand new electronics, brand new air conditioning, heating, cooling, insulation, windows is a big deal. All that matters. So call me at 512-215-9030. I want to get these books in your hand. And if you're interested in a second opinion, you know, we just came through a big election cycle. Markets are starting to rebound a bit. There's some craziness happening with volatility in the markets. I would love to sit down with you and have a one-on-one discussion with you. It's absolutely complimentary to see if this is a good time for you to consider finding a new advisor that's going to pivot and be much more nimble in a market like this. During these times, we at Capstar Financial have created some proprietary planning with our all-weather plan and also our bomb shelter plan that will help you to move assets to areas that are either going to do well in a time like this or at least stop you from losing to where you can get some gains and sit still where you're not in a bunch of market volatility. We have solutions for you during times like these. Call me right now at 512-215-9030. Give us a chance to give you a second opinion. So many big box brokers are just saying, stay the course, it'll all come back, it's nothing to see here, just don't open your statements. That is garbage talk. It's a disaster if you are trying to retire and you've had massive downfalls in your 401k and in your retirement buckets. We can help you to salvage that and get you back on track. My number is 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Porter.
Investment advisory services offered through Capstar Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Capstar Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Capstar Financial has no affiliation with the news agencies mentioned here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Insurance services and products are sold through Suzette Porter, an individually licensed and appointed agent. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability of the issuing company. Any comments regarding safe and secured investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to the fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to security or investment advisory products. These investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Capstar Financial LLC and Capstar Insurance Company are separate companies.